In the Yiddish version, the narrative does not end with the image in the mirror, but with a gloomy meditation on the present. And now, scarcely 10 years after Buchenwald, I realize that the world forgets quickly. Today, Germany is a sovereign state. The German army has been resuscitated. Ilse Koch, the notorious sadistic monster of Buchenwald, was allowed to have children and live happily ever after. War criminals stroll through the streets of Hamburg and Munich. The past seems to have been erased, relegated to oblivion. Today there are anti-Semites in Germany, France, and even the United States who tell the world that the story of 6 million assassinated Jews is nothing but a hoax. And many people, not knowing any better, may well believe them. If not today, then tomorrow, or the day after. I am not so naive as to believe that this slim volume will change the course of history or shake the conscience of the world. Books no longer have the power they once did. Those who kept silent yesterday will remain silent tomorrow.